you're running a small business, you can probably just keep making decisions for everybody. But if you're going to scale to any extent, if you want to have more than just one store, or if you want to build an organization beyond a certain size, let's face it, there are only a certain number of hours in the day where a leader can make all the decisions. And frankly, if you're making all the decisions and you're not helping others become leaders in the future, you may eventually lose them anyway, because if your people are smart and interesting and clever and all those attributes we talked about and those wonderful traits that we look for, eventually they're going to move on so they can be leaders themselves. So I think a leader has to somehow institutionalize a process of building leadership.
I love that. And, gosh, I don't want
to pontificate on this topic because, again, I feel like the student sitting with the teacher, because your podcasts are really amazing, and the people you've spoken to. And for me, it came down to some data that I received from Professor Pfeffer at Stanford. I had him as a teacher. That's how I got to know him. And he actually now sits on our board of directors. I liked him so much.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. But he had done a study from 1970 to 1990 about five companies in New York Stock Exchange that had grown over 15,000% in value during some tough economic times. And in analyzing these five companies, he found that the one thing they had absolutely in common was their ability to institutionalize recruiting, skill development, training, and leadership.
Wow.
And the five companies were Walmart, Tyson Foods, Plenum Publishing, Southwest Airlines, and Circuit City. Now, Circuit City has a little asterisk next to it because they went bankrupt. But they changed their direction.
Right, okay.
So we know the moment that their fall began when the CEO came into the company. And I know someone who sat on their board of directors, so I know this for a fact. The CEO came in and said, you know, the Salesforce is doing such an amazing job and their commissions are so big, we could actually increase our earnings if we just cut those salespeople and replace them with minimum wage salespeople. And because when people come to Circuit City, they know the CD player they want to buy, they know the TV they want to buy, so all this person is doing is arranging the sale and taking orders. They don't really sell. Well, anybody who's ever been to a Circuit City, apparently not the CEO, didn't understand the process, and so they cut all their salespeople.
Wow,
and
that, I didn't know that.
And that was the structure, or the company really started to take a dive. But my point of saying this is that when Professor Pfeffer examined these five companies and their human resource strategy, he found that they had all institutionalized six basic principles in their companies.
Okay.
And one of them was institutionalizing and investing in leadership training in their companies.